French prosecutors have issued international arrest warrants for three senior Syrian intelligence and government officials for alleged collusion in war crimes. It's the second time a European court has issued an arrest warrant for one of the officials, with Syrians around the world seeking justice for the forced disappearance of family members. International lawyers say the cases are important because the evidence could be used in the International Criminal Court. Connie Agius filed this report.
Mazen Debah was a respected employee at a French high school in Syria's capital, Damascus. His 20-year-old son, Patrick, was studying psychology. They were arrested at their home by Syrian Air Force intelligence in November 2013 and never seen again. Clémence Batat is a lawyer at the International Federation for Human Rights.
We represent in this case the brother and uncle of the two victims. The facts behind our complaint was to denounce what we claim to be acts of enforced disappearance, torture, amounting to crimes against humanity, and targeting the Syrian Air Force intelligence, which is one of the four Syrian agencies responsible for the gravest crimes that have been committed against the Syrian population since 2011.
Clémence Batat says the victims were taken to the Mazeh detention centre at the military airport in Damascus.
We have been able to collect a lot of testimonies from Syrian citizens who were held in this detention centre, which has been denounced by the United Nations Commission of Inquiry as a detention centre where torture is used in a systematic way. Not only from survivors, but also from insiders from the regime, officials who had been part of the Syrian Air Force intelligence and who gave their testimony to the French justice describing the acts of torture. And we also had direct evidence and direct testimonies that the father and his son were brought to this detention centre.
A French court is pursuing three senior Syrian intelligence and government officials for alleged involvement in the disappearance of Mazen Debah and his son Patrick. So it's issued international arrest warrants.
First of all, there is Ali Mamlouk, who is de facto the number two of the regime, very close to Bashar al-Assad. He has been at the head of the National Security Bureau since 2011, which was created to centralize and coordinate the repression by the four main security agencies of the Syrian regime. The second individual is Jamil Hassan. He is at the head of the Syrian Air Force intelligence. The third individual targeted by these international arrest warrants, Abdel Salam Mahmoud, he's at the head of the investigative branch of the Syrian Air Force intelligence.
Professor Ben Saul is an international humanitarian law expert at the University of Sydney. He says these international arrest warrants are important because they trigger obligations under the Geneva Convention.
Even if France or Germany themselves don't have custody of the suspects at the moment, the fact that they've issued an arrest warrant then triggers an obligation on all other countries also to consider prosecuting or extraditing the offenders if they're found in the territory of any other country.
There are at least 15 similar cases being heard in courts throughout Europe, and lawyers say the list continues to grow. But as it does, more Syrians continue to disappear in this ongoing war.
Connie Agius reporting.